weighing on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And then before we get to the telephone lines, I want to address this issue. And it's good news for the Democratic Party. I told you yesterday that there had been a national poll that showed the generic question, would you vote for a Democrat or a Republican for Congress? As recently as April, March and April, the Democrats were underwater and more people would vote for a Republican for Congress than Democrat. That gradually shifted so that now there is a statistically meaningful lead for the Democrats. In other words, it's not margin of error. This, in my view, is a combination of things. One of them is obviously the January 6th hearings, the insurrection hearings. Another is the peremptory way that the U.S. Supreme Court reversed Roe v. Wade. And they did it usually in the past when the court has reversed a longstanding precedent. They've done it a little differently, a little more diplomatically, and not as abruptly. And here, there's almost a taunting nature to it. And then Clarence Thomas says, well, Griswold v. Connecticut is next. That's the one that overturned a Connecticut law in the early 60s that said unless you were a married couple, you couldn't buy contraceptives. And he also mentioned the case in Texas that actually prescribed what kind of sexual, really positions, activities you could engage in, which is not none of the government's business. We have a right to be left alone in this country. We have a right to be left alone. This isn't a communist country or a mafia country like Russia. It's not a jihadist country. This is not Africa, Asia, Russia, China, North Korea. This is here. There's an inherent right to privacy in the Constitution. I think all of that has had an effect. Well, now there is actual, verifiable data showing its effect on individual race. This is a Quinnipiac poll. Quinnipiac is a great university in New Haven, Connecticut. Very, very fine university. They're known for their polling. That's their thing. Sort of like the Marquette poll you've heard of here, although Marquette has known for many other things. Quinnipiac as well. But in this particular Quinnipiac poll is a Bible of polling. They polled 1,500 voters nationally. And they polled them in a variety of races, but I want to talk quickly about the Georgia race. Raphael Warnock is running against Herschel Walker. Raphael Warnock is a minister whose pulpit was the same as Martin Luther King's. Martin Luther King's pulpit, his church, it's really a historic church, obviously, and he was the pastor. He is the pastor. He won a two-year Senate seat to fill out an expired term back in 2020, so now he has to run for six more years. The Republicans put up Herschel Walker. Now, there's an overlay of issues down there, an overlay of issues, because Herschel Walker has a variety of scandals. For one thing, he held a gun on his former wife's head and said he was going to blow her brains out. He has said he has mental health problems. He said he has dissociative disorder, which I'd never heard that term before, but it means multiple personalities, sort of a Jekyll and Hyde. You know, who are you today? Who are you today? In one of his speeches, he seemed to think that there were 52 states instead of 50 states. A number of women have accused him of stalking them, abusing them. This, as well as the national trend that seems to be, I hope, slowly getting back to equilibrium in the Democratic-Republican equation. New poll just came out. Raphael Warnock is beating Herschel Walker 55 to 44, 11 points. That's very significant, way beyond the margin of error. If that continues, remember it has to continue till November, we will hold that Senate seat, which is amazing. That was considered one of the most vulnerable Senate seats. How in Georgia, of all places, do you hold a seat with Raphael Warnock, whose pulpit was Martin Luther King's pulpit? We were afraid, but we're not afraid anymore. The way it breaks down, and this is fascinating, Republicans are for Herschel Walker 93-7. 93-7. Democrats are for Warnock 97-2. So therefore, we pick up something there. But it's independents. 2-1, 62-33, almost 2-1 there for Raphael Warnock. And that is what does it. Of even greater interest in the governor race, in the governor race in Georgia, they're tied. Brian Kemp, 48%. Stacey Abrams, 48%. That's really good news. Now, Stacey Abrams, you know, her platform is nowhere near as famous as Raphael Warnock's. You know, I mean, there's only one Martin Luther King and one Martin Luther King's church. But she is terrific. She's fair. She's firm. She's for voting rights. And she has pressed that issue. She's also written 14 novels. Did you know that? 14 novels, romance novels. One of her sisters is a federal judge. She herself, Stacey Abrams, went to Yale Law School. She would be an outstanding governor and a fair governor. Brian Kemp has done one thing. He has stuck up for one thing that I admire. He certified the election after Brad Raffensperger in Georgia told him that there was no fraud. Brian Kemp said, fine, I'm going to certify it. Trump tried to get to him, attacked him, said he was a rhino, opposed him in the primary. Brian Kemp beat the Trump candidate 2-1. So I like that about him. But Brian Kemp also is the guy who beat Stacey Abrams last time by throwing a couple of 100,000 voters off the rolls in Atlanta. How did he do that? Because he was the Secretary of State at the time. He was Brad Raffensperger's predecessor. So he's a slippery sort. He screwed up that race by sticking his mitts into it and throwing people off the rolls. But when push came to shove, maybe he had an attack of morality, I doubt it. Maybe he chickened out, whatever it was. He did certify the 2020 election. The significance of Georgia, Georgia at one time was considered the reddest of red states. Very few Democrats in the last half century have carried Georgia in the presidential election. Obviously, Jimmy Carter did, because he was from Georgia. He was the governor of Georgia. Believe it or not, Bill Clinton did. But he was the governor of Arkansas. People in Georgia felt very comfortable with him. It's a tough state for a Democrat, very tough state for a Democrat, especially with the shenanigans and the hijinks, throwing folks off the rolls, throwing them off the rolls in Georgia, in Atlanta, and that sort of thing. That sort of thing. But there are other indicators that are good news for the Democrats. In this last round of primary elections in Colorado, let me just take Colorado. Election deniers, Trump types, were wiped out in the GOP primaries out there. The election denier, Trump acolyte, lost big time in the governor primary for the Republicans, in the Senate primary for the Republicans, and in the Secretary of State primary. And that one, it was Tina Peters. She's the one who's under criminal indictment for fraud. She's the one who let Trump types get into the database for the county, I think it was Mesa County, that she ran. She was removed by the Secretary of State. And then the clown herself runs for Secretary of State, Tina Peters, gets blown out. What this says to me is that there's a streak of independence in the Republican Party that's good. They are not going to worship a cult. I remember growing up, Mao Zedong became a cult in China. Chairman Mao, they put out little booklets, sayings of Chairman Mao, and they plucked it right out of thin air. Some of it was from Confucius, some of it, I think they stole from Plato, for Pete's sake, and Plato never was in China. He was never in China. They stole stuff wherever they wanted to steal it, and they said Chairman Mao said it. Chairman Mao, at the end, was such a basket case that they had to sort of carry him around, and he was still Chairman Mao. Well, that's what's happening with Trump. That's what's happening with Trump. People repeat what he says. They will do anything for him. He is sort of the Chairman Mao of the Republican Party. But he's not the Chairman Mao of the United States, and he's not the Chairman Mao of liberty-loving Republicans. And out in Colorado, by the way, I hope none of them win the general election against the Democrats. We have a great Secretary of State out there, a great Senator and Senator Bennett, and a great governor. We're going to hold those. But the point is, the nuts and the fruitcakes got weeded out in the primary. We're on a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.